Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 408 of your Overseas Connection podcast. A more mature, fun, and just a little bit off-center podcast about video games and everything else we can think of. Today is February 11th, 2016, just 3 days away from the biggest crime in the century, Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's a ripoff. All right, I'm one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamer tag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me today, it is quite the cast of characters. Well, first of all, props to the man behind the scenes in the studio producing the podcast today, Mr. Richard Webster. We also have reigning in from northern Mexico, I mean Ireland, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello, it's me. I've had Pavlova. I'm on a sugar rush.
Oh, God.
You got more?
Also, hailing in from the north, the winter wonderland known as maple syrup heaven, Mr. Fraser Moores.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Fraser. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's not quite the winter wonder. We had snow yesterday. It's all gone again today. It's been up and down weather. But I'd like to thank you very much for that comment on Valentine's Day. As you know, my wife is listening. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you could reiterate the point all the way through the next hour or so.
I will do my best.
Get me a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right. And of
or
course,
get me
Robin,
in more hot water.
Yeah, Robin showing cards. There we go.
Oh,
Robin has
sucked.
Yeah. I'm sorted.
Creep.
Yes.
I went to Texas.
And
yep.
Certainly, definitely not. Well, okay, yeah, you are last. Never mind. But most importantly, one of the newest members to the I Got Married or Getting Married clan.
Which is it? There's a big difference.
I know. He still has time to escape. He does. Mr. Mike Chin.
Yo. But the thing is, with Valentine's Day, right, Tara said, I don't want to do anything for Valentine's Day. Is this a, you better get me something for Valentine's Day or I'm going to kill you? Is this, married men, tell me.
There's only Absolutely. One way to go down this path with these types of scenarios, Mike.
Okay.
That is, you don't take the action that is going to lead to the worst consequence, which is doing nothing. It's always doing nothing is going to lead
to the worst. What I tend to do is I bury it deep within, right, for years. And so far, that's worked out for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That won't
fly. So you remember, usually works the other way because they have a longer memory than us.
It is weird. It's because, like, I have an argument, and I go, well, what about the last time you didn't do it? When? Well, I can't have a date now. Well, you. What about when you said on the 14th of November 2008 that
at 7:15 p.m.
at 7:15 that you thought I wasn't as pretty as you I used to be? I'm like, what? Here's the video evidence. Here's the book.
Right. Join the club, mate. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
So what you do?
Buy something. My wife is listening right now. I mean, this is not going well for me. It's not.
Oh. Grace, the things he was saying. Oh, before you listen. Oh, the language. I've learnt new words.
So, did you have to go out and buy the thing that you bought, Fraser, for Valentine's Day? Did you really need to go that far?
I had to go speak to the bank about extending some credit.
That pink Porsche.
Yeah. And hire a truck to carry it.
Second mortgage. All right. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, no. So also, you can go too far as well as Fraser has demonstrated. So there is a fine balance between like spending more than you can afford right now, and buying something at 100 quid sort of thing, or 50 quid or whatever it is. If you go
you
to £1,000,
very much stretch the boundaries of friendship as well, Robin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
come on, don't be shy,
Mike.
Fraser.
Mike. Yeah, one last piece of advice.
Yes.
the whole thing about saying you don't look as good as you used to. Uh-huh. That those words should never, ever, ever be uttered by
I was trying to scramble for it. But what she does a lot is, you know, the classic. This is so stereotyped, but she does it a lot.
She
stands in front of a mirror and
drop the she. The cat's mother.
Drop the she.
You know who I'm talking. She's not here.
Yeah.
Right. Tara, the lovely Tara, my wife to be. She stands in front of a mirror, all right, and goes, "Have I got fatter? To be honest." And I'm like it feels like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
it's a trap.
Music. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music comes up. I have four options below me, and I've used all my lifelines. I don't know what to do. So, you know, I'll pick it up. It'll be fine.
I'll tell you what to say. Next time she says, "Have I got fatter?" You know what you need to say, Mike?
Come on.
It's more fat. Have I got more fat?
Yes, correct.
And definitely,
or I won't marry you.
And the just wrong thing to say is, you look absolutely fantastic. To me. You never say to me.
Like, I won't say to me under my breath.
Mike, 100%, the play here is as soon as she finishes that question,
yep.
You say, "Honey, would you like a glass of Chardonnay?"
Yeah.
Alcohol. Yeah. Divert with alcohol.
Yes, that will work on Tara. That will work. There we go.
All right. Hey, we talk about video games on this podcast. You'd never know. We offer out all kinds of advice on this podcast. Some of it good, some of it terribly, terribly bad. But yeah, that's what we do. Let's recap this past week. Let's talk about what happened. So Robin, one, I want to thank you for taking over last weekend. I had to go up and see my mom. She got admitted to the hospital. The flu bug, never a good thing you're getting older.
I didn't. It was Fraser.
His memory, every time. Robin was the first time someone took over this podcast.
He was the week before. Fraser. Apologies. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. Fuck off,
It's been
man.
1 week.
It's been one no, week. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
So if this was Fraser hosting the show again, it would be, "Hey, that girl's great. Look, we've used up the last 20 minutes talking about Valentine's and girlfriends and boyfriends. Isn't that fantastic?"
There's only so much podcast Gems of War can carry you.
It took me all of 1 minute to discredit all the work that Fraser did last week.
It was brilliant.
Very enjoyable. I'm glad you had the time off, Greg. That you can have the time off. I had a great time. I had a blast with Kim and Nick. It was a great
time. Yeah, it was fun. I did listen to the podcast, believe it or not. I know you don't think I did. I did. I found it very amusing.
Yeah,
and,
well,
it was comical because every, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, Fraser would be like, "All right, well, we wasted another 15, 20 minutes."
I think the week before I stretched out Gems of War as long as I possibly could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, yeah. Anyway, it's good fun. And Fraser's right. It's good that you come back refreshed and with guns on your wall now. It's fabulous.
Guns on the wall, helmets guns. On the table. I'm ready. I'm ready.
America.
Would you like to talk about your big gun to the listeners, Greg?
You know, I could talk about that a little bit. You know, I have been going through and kind of redoing my office space, and my wife has given me kind of carte blanche to do what I want with it as long as it's somewhat tasteful. So I've been I decided
they put a good on the wall, Greg.
Yeah, it's tasteful. It's America.
Yes. Guns on the wall is always tasteful, Mike.
That's fine. Awesome.
Yeah. So no, I'm doing a little bit of video game theme in the room. I'm gonna do some comic book stuff on the other side of the room. So it's coming together.
Looks good.
But yes, that is a Gears of War Lancer sitting on the wall.
Yeah, did you have that already, or did you buy it?
I did not. I have recently purchased that, and so
Would you care to share how much money you departed from your bank account for that?
Mike Shin asking the questions none of us want to.
Yeah. So
I really want to know.
No. I will tell you. So there's also the Master Chief helmet that I had for a long time. But
I've got one of those, and that is the biggest regret of my life, is getting one of those.
It wasn't mine because I didn't pay for that. So
okay, that's fine. Yeah,
that was a gift.
It's the size. It's a cat helmet, isn't it? It's the size.
Yes.
Not even a baby would be able to wear
right
that.
There.
Thing. It's stupid.
That is the cat helmet, and it is literally like a cat helmet.
I bought that, and I'm never going to buy a limited edition thing of any video game ever again.
It's funny. I said the same thing.
Teddy bear.
I said the same thing up until I got carte blanche to start decorating my office. And then I said, well, I'm going to go for quality stuff, not just the gimmick stuff. So I've got the Gears of War Lancer right up there.
Yeah.
And then right there, that is a Titanfall 2 helmet.
Titanfall 2 helmet, right. Okay. Yes.
I almost wore it onto the podcast.
Okay, guys, dilemma.
Almost. Dilemma.
So, yeah. So one of our young lads has been ill tonight. He was fine all day today, and then he started to vomit about 6 o'clock. I just had a text message from Jude to say, projectile vomit all over the bedroom and the duvet and the floor. Now, is that a text message to me?
Or should I? See, I'm learning these. I should be writing this down. Right. Right. So that she didn't say, come over. All right. Yeah. She said, this is what's happening. You have to go. Right. Okay. This is good.
Robin, is there a spare bedroom where she could retreat and actually get to sleep?
Oh, no, no, no. It's his bedroom, not ours.
Oh. Oh, okay.
If you don't mind, I will just step out for just a few minutes to save my marriage.
Probably wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you next week.
Goodbye, Robin. It was great talking to you.
Cheers.
Should have quickly just talked about what he'd been playing. Like, I was done.
Well, we know what he's going to be playing for the next 20 minutes or so, which is going to be wash the blankets and clean the floors. It's kind of like Cooking Mama.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been decorating my office.
Yes.
Know what it's very much like? There's that game on PC where you have to clean up the ship. You seen that game? I can't remember. I got to find it. Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. Sorry.
Is that World of Warcraft?
No. I can't remember. I've got it. But
Theme Hospital. Anyway, I'm out of ideas.
Welcome back, Rich. Step into the office, Rich. There's a space.
Producer Rich chiming in. I love it. All right, so decorating the office, and then we have had ungodly amounts of rain.
Oh, like, no.
Uncharacteristic for California.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you don't understand. This wet stuff, it's so boring.
So happy about this.
It stops things. Everything comes to a halt.
Did you have to buy jeans, Greg?
Did I have to what?
Did you have to buy pants? Did you have to buy...
Did you? I did. Oh, man. I did. I had to buy a second pair of pants, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Is the wife okay? Is she okay?
Yeah. Surviving.
Oh, God.
We thought the house was going to float away at one point.
Viscera cleanup detail. That's what I was thinking of.
Viscera cleanup detail.
I think maybe we need to just buy that for Robin and just steam gift it to him. But the weather is good again. It's sunny outside. I'm happy.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. Yeah. Mike, what's the weather like there?
Awful. I don't think too much because we have a Canadian in the room, but the weather's not good here. It's constantly cold, a little bit of snow, coming from the east, but it should brighten up with a few sunny spells later on in the week. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Surprisingly,
Mike.
Good.
Anything else you want to talk about your week? That you know what's been going on?
Well, obviously I'm getting married to the lovely Tahara. That's a thing.
And you picked a date.
We picked a date. Yeah, we picked a venue. Oh, Bongo's back, by the way. But we picked a date. We picked a venue. So that's all going well. We're moving forward, and the 30th of August. Hopefully will be the day next year. So not this year, next year. So
right now, still, have you confirmed the venue?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to tell us where this is going to be?
No, just in case somebody randomly. it's at a nice place. It's a private place. It's really
Buckingham
nice.
Buckingham Palace.
And it's also. It's mad. Like you guys know, you've been married, but like the price of these things are insane. And we're getting married on a Thursday, and we're basically saved it cuts the price in half. It's crazy. And
you know, and what also cuts the price in half?
Go. What?
Eloping.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be doing that as well. Yeah. Tara has a big family. That's the other issue. When we put our lists of invites side by side, I go, I got about 10. All right. And she's like, I got about 70. And it's just, yeah, it's tough.
Well, Mike, I'm back. We can make up the numbers.
Yeah. No, by all means. By all means.
Regret that, but you could.
By all means, I think I need a few more numbers, and but the problem is that it gets political because, well, I'm not inviting her because she didn't invite me to a christening.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Where do you get to the place settings? Who's sitting beside who?
Yeah,
fuck, hey, that's like sorting out parliament or something like that.
Because she went out with him last year, and then she doesn't like black people. And there's a lot of black people in the room, so, you know, it's we'll be fine.
Luckily, then you get the lineup. Who's shaking their hand first? Who's at the end of the queue? Christ almighty, Jesus.
Because I had to be in a lineup at a wedding, and it was just the most awkward thing. And I swear I got a disease from all the kissing and hugging, and I just... so awkward, a lineup.
And then there's the whole who gets to shag the bride first thing, that tradition. All that sort of stuff is fucking unbelievable. It's an Irish thing.
As I cry myself to sleep.
It's fine.
So yeah, I've been taking up a lot of my time. But yeah, and watching classic movies with Tara's niece, Keisha, she's not really been watching many movies, and she likes scary movies, so we've been watching Alien, Aliens, Predator 2, you know, she's trying to educate her a little bit on, and she, I was so proud of her, she found a meme, and she texted me saying, Aliens reference, and it was three eggs sitting around a table, and a chick popped out of the egg's chest, and she didn't realise it was an Alien reference. I'm just very proud of her, so, yeah.
It's a proud moment.
It is a nice moment. But there you go. That's me.
Okay. Fraser.
Yes.
How is Grace enjoying the podcast so far?
Grace, how are you enjoying the podcast so far? She's got headphones in. She's not going to answer me.
Okay.
Well, she will in 15 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yep. Yeah, we have seen nothing thrown at you so far, so that's at least encouraging, right?
Yes.
Right. So you had a little bit of snow.
Oh, it's coming back. A thumbs up just came all back. Right. So there you go. Look.
A little bit of snow. Anything else you want to talk about? Valentine's Day, of course, something to be avoided.
No, because it is.
You know, Fraser, let's just talk about this real quickly. This is Valentine's Day is the ultimate Hallmark day. There is no rhyme or reason why we are forced to pay ungodly amounts of money for even the card that Robin is holding up. He probably had to pay more than what it actually would be normally.
Yeah, look, I can tell you right now that one of the things, good things I did is somebody asked me to cover for them in curling on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
And I will never – I usually never turn down the opportunity to go into another game. I just want to play all the time. But this time I did say no. I lied and told them I was busy. But I am going to be busy. But I hadn't actually arranged to be busy yet. So that's a start.
Hey, Fraser.
15 seconds, I'll tell you what the reaction is to that.
You do curling there, right?
I do curling, yes.
You do that stuff.
Yes.
Don't get all grammar police on me. It's too late, Fraser. I'm a lost cause.
I said do.
Yeah. curling's on ice, correct?
Yes, correct.
Do you wear ice skates when curling?
No. It's not the same ice. No.
So I thought we could connect. Because I've been learning ice skating, I've been taking lessons. I'm level 5 now, whatever that means. I can do things.
You actually hit with a brush, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, you don't skate though. You
slide.
Yeah.
So one of your shoes has like a Teflon slider on the bottom of it, and that enables you to slide. But the ice is completely different as well. They make ice that's bobbled. So
really?
It's not flat. It's not flat. No.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm. Yes.
I just learned something. I did not know this.
I enjoy
watching curling, though. Like in the Olympics, you see it happening because, those broom dudes go crazy. I mean, they are sweeping so fast.
Mm.
So yeah, that's what I envision, Fraser. That is what I see.
Sweep of Fury. I played a game the other day, and they had us sweeping so hard, I thought I was going to puke. I was just
dangerous sport. That
yes, it's good, but it's great. I love it. It's so tactical. It's just
And you've only recently got into curling, right?
3 years now.
3 years. That's good. Yeah. Awesome.
I love it.
But you've already basically let your team down by not covering for somebody.
No, that's not my team. It's somebody I know through work. He wants me to do curl on his team.
So do you like this person from your work?
Sure. Yeah. Huh? But I like my wife better.
Well done.
I like my life better.
That is good. That was a good response.
She is listening.
Yeah.
What's this different sort of pressure? Mike. We know Gleas is there in the background.
I look with you guys. Look at you guys, and I'm writing things here. You know, I'm taking notes. Definitely.
Take notes from Fraser. Don't take notes from me.
He is a bit of a master at it, isn't he, Fraser? He knows. He's always got right. This is what you do. Game plan. Right. Root yourself in. This is going to be a big one. These are the choices. Bam, 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 bam. This is what you say. Yeah, I need Fraser.
You also seen what I did there. I got up and I ran to the house, and I seen that all the sick was cleared up. Yeah,
we know how this went, Robin.
Yeah.
Do you know how this went?
Robin's no spring chicken either. He knows, and that's why he's back in the seat.
Yes, I know. He ran into the room. He saw the vomit everywhere, and he saw his wife already cleaning it up. And he's like, "You got this covered, honey?" And she's like, "Yeah."
You know, I even offered sagely advice, like, "Does he think he needs a bowl beside his bed?"
Yeah, sagely advice. You missed a spot under the couch.
Are you using warm water?
This is kids' advice. I don't need this yet. Like, I'm not down that road yet.
So. Fast enough.
See, okay, so you've had all this shit for years. Like, when are you getting engaged? Now, it's all Greg Gleas's fault because he's had a few false starts there. Yeah? When are you getting engaged? Then it's when he's getting married. And then as soon as you get married, it's when he's having babies.
Yeah, when you're having a baby.
And then when you have the first baby, okay, well, you'll have to have another one. And then if you have a third, people stop asking you questions.
So just
no, actually, Robin, then they start to say, when are you going to stop?
Yeah.
Well, frig me, five.
I think if I had one thing for Mike, I would say this. Enjoy your time in the spotlight because you will be the husband. The family will love you. I'm assuming they love you. The family will love you. You'll be the apple of their eye. But you wait until that first kid comes, and then you are toast, buddy. That is it. You're done. No one cares about you anymore. No. Are you bringing in the income? Are you driving them to visit safely?
At that point, you literally are just a tool of the family.
Well, luckily, I've had a lot of I've had a lot of practice of people just – not liking me a lot, Fraser. So I'm really good at that.
I'm surprised at that. But Mike, that can't be.
You also have a lot of practice with kids. And you've shown that you like them.
Out of context, that sounds strange. But yes, I'm an uncle. I've got a lot of like nieces and nephews. I'm pretty good with them. But I can just go like, fuck off. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Does Tara want some?
No, I want kids. I want kids. Obviously, you know, it's like fine.
You are screwed.
Yeah, I don't want them now. Don't want them now.
Honeymoons.
Why is this podcast turned into "Let's give Chin advice"? His life is fucked. Show.
You asked for it.
No, we're just jealous. That's just it.
Yes.
Why?
Remember the days.
Okay, what are we jealous of? Right, you and Tara can go out any night you want to a restaurant. Yep. You and Tara can go ice skating. Learn to ice skate, learn to play a guitar. Jesus, stop the guitar, the baby's sleeping. You know, all of that shit, none of us can do anymore without a whole pile of juggling, arranging, all that shit. You know, that's what we're jealous of.
Okay. Shit.
Okay.
So,
Robin, the vomit, is it cleaned up? I mean, are we good?
The vomit's cleaned up.
All right.
Do you know what I did yesterday?
I would love to hear.
I stopped a bus driver and chewed the bollocks of him.
Nice.
I really went through them. So I had to drop my son into the train station. Again, this is what would you have done? Train station for 7 o'clock in the morning, driving home into our village, which has a 30 miles per hour speed limit. And I slowed to 30 miles per hour, 29 probably. And this big bus behind me started flashing its lights as I'm driving up to the village. And I know what he's flashing for. He wants me to go faster, but I stay at 30 miles an hour. And I come through the village, which is a very tight little village, very tight. And some people have been knocked down there. And he flashed and flashed and got right up my ass. I put my foot on the brakes. I made the bus stop. I got out of my car and, who fucking 30 miles an hour? You just could have let me pass. I says, but it's a 30 mile an hour speed limit and you're in a big bus. And you know what he said? I'm on a school run.
Nice.
Just crazy. Now, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe the bus driver could have knocked me down or knocked me over. That happens with my cats. But I think it was the right thing to do. I felt good after it.
Good for you. Really, maybe you'll think twice before he hits a kid. I was in the car park last weekend, Robin, and some kids came round, herring round the car park, and I told them to slow down. And you know what they did? Being Canadian, they went, oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, all right, mate.
Oh, yeah, that guy brought up a very good point, actually.
So a hell of a week for me, unbelievably busy. I was in a place called Killarney. I drove down last Sunday.
That's not real, Bongo.
No, leprechauns run around wild. You know, they're everywhere. But it's, for me, it's 6.5 hours drive on Irish roads. And it was a long, long trip. I was at a conference and I had to give a talk.
Thank you, Mike. That makes sense to me now.
Yeah, Irish are like, they're basically drunk when they make them. So like they're all like...
Well, they're a lot better. It's 20 years since I've been down that neck of the woods and it would have took about 15 hours.
Same, Greg. Look, they're just, you're going up a hill and then you go down a hill and then you go down a hill and you go up a hill again.
That's the valleys.
See, the funny thing is, you guys are complaining about roads like this, but Greg and I, being the North Americans, are sitting here going, wow, roads with turns. And they sound awesome. You want to come and do the roads here 6.5 hours, you're fighting the sleep as you're going in a straight line the whole way.
There are a couple of motorways here. I think the shortest motorway in Northern Ireland, there are two real motorways, but I think we have about five. I think the shortest one is about 150 yards long.
Just welcome to the motorway podcast, everyone.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway,
talk about video games.
The highest motorway in England is the M62. It's quite high.
It threw me out completely because I went on Sunday and I was going to drive up on Monday night. It was too late on Tuesday, but all week I haven't had a clue what day it is, and it's just been a silly, funny old week. But you know, what do you do? What do you do?
I know what we do. We talk about video games.
Video.
All right, let's talk about games we've been playing this past week. Mike, you are the guest.
Yo. Yeah.
So I'm waiting for something legendary to come out of your mouth.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just going to say, we're talking about roads and what's in it. We have a road here called Yonge Street, right?
Yeah.
It's down in Toronto, Yonge Street. Do you know how long it is?
Tell me about that, Fraser.
Do you know how long Yonge Street is down in Toronto?
Go on.
Don't.
And going out of Toronto, 1,100 miles.
What's that about?
Holy shit.
So
I think we can compare that to Robin's 150-yard motorway.
So here's something to kind of put that also in perspective. So there is a road in California called El Camino Real.
I almost thought about video games.
But El Camino Real literally goes from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
See, Judith and I had a giggle when we were down in South Florida and we drove up back into Florida to go to Legoland there over the summer. And there was one point we came through this village and we didn't go to the main interstate motorway thing. Right. We took sort of the back roads, which was still back roads, was still dual carriageway. But we turned left and it said, turn right in 98 miles. And we giggled at that. Because it was like unheard of here that you can actually do that.
We do have a lot of space.
1,100 miles? Holy crap. Yeah, well, Ireland's a bit like that.
Imagine being the postman. They give you that street.
There's Belfast and there's Dublin, and then in between there's sheep. And that's about it. So, yeah, and turf and Guinness. Anyway, video games. Ding, ding, ding. Let's go.
Speaking of sheep, Mike, back to you.
Boring. Yeah.
I don't think we should talk about video games now, to be honest. I mean, it's just...
We're never really going to finish it.
Unfortunately, because of some bastard, nobody's planning anything new anyway.
Concrete or asphalt? What would you prefer in a road surface?
I don't know about mending roads, but the road mender's daughter likes their asphalt.
I'm going to bring the bell over that I use when Stu starts talking about anything.
Wow. Bells.
Good.
Visits once in a year.
I like
and
the
uses
smoothness
a bell on us.
Of concrete, nice. Fraser. The smoothness
we're
of concrete.
We're still going, apparently.
It tends to be a little bit on the noisy side, though.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, but with the concrete, it has the seams, and you can use it to identify where you are. I watched Sneakers, the movie, and when he's locked in the boot, and he identified exactly where he was by listening to the sound of the road. So it's very important to understand.
Yeah, very important, because just in case you get locked in a boot, what are we talking about?
It happens more often than you realize.
Modern cars have levers in the boot or the trunk,
and they go
and you can get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
Glow in the dark.
Shit.
That explains why he got away.
Those movies.
Yep. All right, Mike, Skyrim.
Yes, I'll be playing...
Skyrim. We're going to stop talking about roads to talk about Skyrim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been playing my Dirty 30. In fact, my Dirty 35 now, thanks to Bungo adding some more games on there.
I haven't sent money yet?
No. And I won't. So, yeah, I've been playing Skyrim. Skyrim is one of the biggest games on my Dirty 30, so I have been dreading it. And I've noticed a lot of people have been sort of sliding away from the longer games. So I just went, screw it, I'm going to tackle one of the big ones. The other one is The Witcher 3, which is another big one on my list. And they're both orcs and elves and wizards and shit. And for people that don't know, I hate that kind of stuff. And I just... It just bores me to tears. So I've been playing Skyrim. I love Fallout, and it's very good. I can tell that the people that made Fallout made Skyrim. It's kind of, you know, when you it's the ingredients there. You know, you see something that you know you like and you know you're gonna enjoy, but then you walk around and people talk about and the Wizard of Orthor get the Staff of Fling Flang, and you're just like, oh my.
Staff
God.
Of Fling Flang.
Why? Like, they just talk absolute tripe, you know. I don't know what they're talking about, and it's kind of a little bit up its own ass a bit with its whole and then you meet some like
Fling Flang.
You meet some old people like just a bunch of old people that live on a hill, and no one questions anything. No one's saying like, why the fuck are they there? And then they just go, here's a shout, and the whole sequence takes ages. But when you start to learn the shout, you know, the fush radar, and people just go flying everywhere, that's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. I have to say, I am enjoying it. There's some great quests in there, some quests that really take you places that you didn't think. You know, I did one today, and it was like a beacon. I found this beacon. It was a ball, and it just started talking to me, and he went, bring me back to the statue of Flicker Flock. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I went to the statue of Flicker Flock, and I went up to and the statue started talking to me and went, yo, I'm a fucking statue. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but like, you know, and it put me up into the air, put me like 100 feet in the air and went, for some reason, I don't know why. Anyway, go into this dungeon and like guide the light round this dungeon. So I did that for some reason. I'm just a bitch really in this game. And I did that. And then that was that. And that's the game, I suppose. And then I walked out of this town, and this dragon attacked me, and then this other dragon attacked me. So it was like dragon twins attacking me. And then I kicked their ass. So it's Skyrim. I don't know what you want to know. Like, what the fuck?
I just wanted to know that you were playing it, really.
It's all right. It's all
right. I was listening to another podcast. I don't know what it's called. But I heard you mention that you were chucking your helper who was helping you off a bridge.
Yeah, so one of the first companions that you get in Skyrim is called Lydia, So Lydia is a fucking bellend, and she gets in the way, and I hate her. But I'm keeping her with me, because what's fun about Lydia is you shout at her, you fusradar her, fly her 20 feet, and she just sort of gets up and takes it, doesn't really do anything, and this amuses me. She was stuck today.
Submissive.
She was on the stairs, she was in my way, I was like, get the fuck out of my way, Lydia, before I fusradar her, and she just stared at me, and so I just flinged her off, and then I fling her off bridges and stuff. It's good fun. I enjoy that part of the game, and she just gets up. But the problem is, you tell her to stand somewhere. She's just an idiot. You go, stand there, because you're in my way. And she'll just stand there forever, like an idiot. Like, she's an idiot. But the game's fine. Like, for orcs and elves and wizards and shit, the game's okay. I
think you're going to like The Witcher 3 a lot better.
Yeah, I've got a feeling I will.
My prediction.
Yeah. I've heard people say Red Dead Redemption when they talk about Witcher 3. They've mentioned those in the same ilk. As it
still has all the crazy swords and things, but that's I think problem. you'll enjoy the presentation of it better.
Yeah, but in the Witcher 3, you get to fuck, you know, which is instantly better, as we all know. So that's fine. Now, you know, I think the Witcher 3 just it feels less like jank, and maybe I'll just enjoy doing all the dark stuff. You can't really do many dark things in Skyrim. I like playing evil when I play these games.
Is that by its very nature being dark?
What?
You were saying you can't do dark things in...
You've lost me.
I'm lost too. Never mind. Continue on.
You know, it's a fine game. I'm 28 hours in now, so I'm fairly far in. I'm getting there.
You only have 300 more to go.
Yeah, only about 300 more to go. I've decided that when I do get the credits, I'm going to take the picture, but I won't submit it to the Yulg until I feel like I'm done. There was a point with Fallout 4 where I just went, I think I'm done. Like, I've done like a lot of main quests, I've done a lot of side quests, and I was so rich in Fallout 4, and I was still going into places, robbing, like, 3 bottle caps from a desk, you know, going, yes, please, give me more of these. And I just went, why am I still doing this? And it just got tedious. And I was about 70 hours in. So I reckon that when I get to around 60, 70 hours, I've finished the main story. I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done with
I would accept that.
So I'm cracking on with that. I've been meaning to play it for a long time. So thank you, Bongo, for doing all of this to make me play it. But the other game that I've been playing and finished, another game that I started and for some reason never finished, was Gears of War 4. And
heard of it.
I know. And I'm a massive fan of Gears of War. Greg, I know you're a fan of Gears of War as well. And I think everybody's got the early days of the 360 Gears of War is online is just
community. It was what brought us together.
Yeah, it's a big part of what I did on the 360, and I loved it. But 4 is just more. I think that ultimately it's just more, and it gets a little bit repetitive. It's good. It's really good. But even the characters in the game just kind of sound bored at one point. Like, they kind of go, oh, here they come. You know, and if they're bored, like, what am I thinking? So we finished it off. Like, I was playing it co-op with my friend, and we finished it. And we was kind of happy that it was... It's a good boss. I don't know if any of you guys have finished Gears of War 4, but
It finished quite abruptly for me. It just seems to finish.
It does.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
I wanted more.
It wasn't quite the Halo 2 kind of cliffhanger ending, but it definitely feels like a little bit of a there's more to come, obviously.
Yeah, I'd agree with Fraser. It's going somewhere. It's going somewhere, and then it seems to just here's 2 big bosses and off you go, and it's done. But it's okay. What it does really well. I played a little bit of the multiplayer when it first came out, but I'm not into that. I haven't tried Horde yet. Which I do want to, but I don't know. It's for me.
We'll set up a horde mode because I have to get to 50. I think we got stuck at 51. Was that for Extra Life? Fraser, you were part of that.
Sorry, what's that?
Remember?
I was watching a sea lion attack a fisherman.
Yes.
As you do.
As you do on the podcast.
Last boss on Gears of War 4, Fraser. You shouldn't be giving away spoilers.
Yeah. No, Fraser, we were playing Horde mode over Extra Life, and I thought
47 levels, Greg.
Is it 47? All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
God, that was. I mean, and it wasn't for lack of trying at the end there.
No, that it wasn't.
That was quite the marathon session, but really enjoyable.
Did you do it with four people?
We had a full team. Five? We had
four
a full
five?
Team. Yeah, we had five. The kicker, though, was having somebody join our party and just giving kind of input as we were playing, telling us that
we should work as a team.
We need teamwork. Yes.
Somebody trying to talk to us when we're on that 47th level, it was pointless. Yes. Like, we were so
and also,
focused.
We're dead tired. We've been playing, you know, playing games for 24 hours, and just to have somebody come in, you really need teamwork. Fuck off.
Yeah. Do we know who that person is?
Yes.
Yes. We shall not name this individual.
He's an old friend of yours, and he used to do reviews of indie games. Michael. Yeah, indie games on the Veteran Gamers when there was a crappy indie game section, and he used to have a Wii section
on
the podcast every week.
Come on, you're not this old.
Was it Service Lizard? Did they lead to that?
No.
Starts with a Q.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
On that note, let's keep going.
Budget. Yes.
Teamwork, baby. Teamwork. That's what we needed. Teamwork. Yeah.
Okay,
if only
so
somebody had told us that earlier in the night.
Yeah, we'll get together then. We'll do some Horde, Greg, because I do need to play it, and I think it's a big part of the game. So yeah,
the trek to 50, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Gears of War 4, it's a good game. I'm not going to say it's a bad game at all. It just feels like we've all been there before.
It could have been better. There's definitely things they could have done to make it better. I think they could have taken some bigger risks. They could have done some things around, better upgrade systems, if you ask me. But I think they wanted to play it safe. I think they wanted to make sure it launched.
But it's good. You know, it is very good. You're right. It's safe. I've also got a little bit back into The Division.
I'm tempted to fire this up. I've been wanting to play it again. I've been hearing good things.
The reason why, because I hate not finishing games. It really bothers me when I don't finish one. So The Division is a big one that we never finished, and Marsh, my friend that I always play everything with. And he's going on about Wildlands. He can't wait for Wildlands. He's going mad about it. And we started talking about The Division, and it's like, we never finished The Division. So we tried it again today, and just to warn anybody that's thinking about going in, because I really liked it when it first came out. If you're thinking about going back to The Division and you haven't played it for a while, things get complicated again. You're like, I don't remember anything. Right?
It's changed a lot.
I just threw a grenade because I thought it was something else. I was just like, there you go. I don't know. I was an absolute noob. And there's a lot of inventory. And I suppose looking back at the game now, I've got some distance from it when it all came out and all this. And I think there's so many good things about The Division. I think it looks great. I think it plays really well. And if you don't mind the enemies being bullet sponges, I think you can have a good time. But apart from the main missions, the side missions get a bit repetitive, but there's just a lot of junk. You know what I mean? There's a lot of loot, and I get that's kind of what they were going for. But for me, I find that difficult because you do two, three missions, then you got so much stuff. You go back to the base, you spend, 15, 20 minutes sorting all that out, then you go out, and that rhythm for me doesn't really work. Like, I just rather get on with it and maybe not go back to the base as often. But it's good. Like, it is a good game, and I'll just be meaning to finish that as well. So I'm only playing Dirty 30 games. I haven't played anything.
You haven't strayed.
No, and I think at the moment it's tempting to do it because at the start of the year everybody's like, "Fucking yeah, 33 gonna do it this year, hashtag y'all." But now we're getting to March and video games are coming out, and people are like,
"I know what game's coming out in March."
Mass Effect is coming, and then there's like other little games, like Gravity Rush 2. People and they've been straying away, and slowly people have been dropping off. And going, I'll play this new game then.
That's why you have a budget, Mike. so you can buy new games. So that's allowed.
I'm pushing.
Here comes Robin to the defense of his product. I'm
pushing it with, because I got Halo Wars 2, Wildlands, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
I already told you what to do with Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, I know.
Three weeks, and it'll be fucking half price.
I understand. Like, I'm the biggest Halo Wars fan, so the fact that there is a 2 is a miracle, to be honest. Like,
it is.
No one wanted a 2. No one went up to Microsoft and go, give me Halo Wars 2, you know, because they just went, what franchise have we got? Oh, fuck, we got nothing. Halo Wars. Remember, some people like that. Let's make another one of those. That's how it feels. I have to get it, Bonka. I have to get it.
Get it?
I just do. I know.
Yeah, and the other thing is
cheaper.
This whole notion of wait and it'll get cheaper is good if you buy physical games, but if you buy digital only, that doesn't really hold up.
Do you have a library?
I don't want to talk to you right now, Fraser.
Yes.
let's talk about what you've been playing, Fraser.
Well, I have been continuing on my hashtag Yolg. I've been playing. Yes. I'm in a little bit of a lull. I started off strong out of the gate, and I hammered through.
You're one of the people that I'm reaching for, Fraser. You're one of the, like, the, you know, you got 12 finished.
Yeah, I've had a little. I haven't played a lot of game. I have not been gaming a lot, but I'm still chipping away though. I'm doing that thing now. I've got about 5 or 6. I keep chipping away at. So I'm chipping away at Sunset Overdrive, through. I've been playing Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. Which a lot of people would have been playing because that was a games with gold last month or
this month.
This month. And that's great. And that's really what I've been playing. And then, you know, I think I've been chipping away at a couple of others. So sooner or later, it's all going to pay off and I'll have another week or two of, you know, game after game after game. And I'll bump my number up again. So
what game are you getting the most on your list, Fraser?
Probably. I don't know. Probably Fallout 4.
Right. Is it because the length of it?
Yeah, mate, I didn't get into it as much as I thought. But then the part of me thinks, you know what? It is. Once you get into it, you know it's going to be great. So I really don't know. The crew is on there. Is that toilet? I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Apparently. But then again, I haven't played sort of a. The crew worries me, actually, because it's listed at being 20 something hours.
19.5.
Yeah, it's not good. Is that on your list then as well?
No, I'm just on your list right now.
Oh.
That's a very good website you're on at the moment there. It's bongo.ocpod.com. And isn't that quite cool? It's got all those times listed. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some other little ones on there that, you know, The Witcher. The Witcher 3, I'm like, oh, really? But then when I do play The Witcher 3, I really do enjoy it. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I think the most amazing thing is, I mean, I've had games on there. Like, for example, Grow Home was on there. I never finished it. Anyway, I fired it up the other day, and my son had erased my save file, and I was literally at the end. Literally at the end. And I can't say I really enjoyed getting there either. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So, but I thought, well, it's on my list. I'll start it up again.
Wow.
But the second playthrough, I loved it. I thought it was
how strange.
Phenomenally better than when I played it the first time.
What made it different, though? What did you do differently?
I think just the mechanics. I had the mechanics down pat. I was much more relaxed playing it. I wasn't just trying to play it.
Right.
And I started exploring, and I got more gems, and I got some power-ups, and it was overall a more relaxed experience. And I don't know. It's really odd, and that's the main thing that just this is so fascinating about this way that we have been strong-armed and forced to play these things and do stuff we don't want to do. Bye, Robin. Is that, you know, like you know, Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. It's a good game. Nothing is changing there. I really just want to get it finished. There's a number of those kind of scenarios. Yeah. But I fired up Lara Croft. My other second game I have on my list is Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. Now, I played anybody who's familiar with the previous one or this one knows that there was the previous one was Lara Croft and the
Guardian of Light.
Thank you. Yeah, which I absolutely loved. I think that is a fantastic game.
It is
one of my best multiplayer experiences. I remember playing online a guy that I never talked to. He joined and we did a multiplayer co-op, and we communicated by firing in directions and movements of the characters on the screen. It was a real, almost like a bit like Journey-esque, right?
Without scarves.
Journey, the glory hole of video games, yeah.
With less scarf and less pretentiousness. Okay. Oh, Journey is so great. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Love it.
I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. Okay, but Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris was by Crystal Dynamics, so the pedigree's there. They've handled all the Lara Croft games. So if you haven't played these games and you like Lara Croft or Tomb Raider games, why you're not playing these games is a mystery. You should get on these straight away, especially if you're just one of those people who go, there's not enough tombs in my Tomb Raider. You didn't get enough tombs in my Tomb Raider. These games are pretty much only tombs where you're solving puzzles to get to the end state of whatever it is you're in. But I started playing anyway. This is how we drag out the length. Mike's an expert. He's just done it, right? He's just added 15 minutes of talking basically nothing. So Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. I started playing it and I was like, this isn't as good as the other one, crap, and stopped playing it. And I would never have gone back to it. And then Robin has, you know, created this monster where I've had to go back to it, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Playing it again last night, playing it again the other day. It's great. It's just great. And I just am fascinated. If this is just this short period of gaming window where I am going back to these games and re-experiencing and really enjoying stuff, what on earth have I missed in the past? You know, and should I start digging through the 50 to 60 Xbox 360 games that are on my shelf and find
some
out
of them,
I,
maybe.
Probably.
Some of them, maybe.
Who knows, right? Who knows? So,
It's also scary of how close you are to missing something that you love. Like, for me, and I think you played it as well, is Hotline Miami, right? Where
I just did that, right?
Yeah. I've had that on my list. Verbal Rob bought it for me on Steam, but I was so close to sort of like thinking, well, I'm never going to get to it, all right? And it turned out to be one of my favorite games, like, ever. You know, yeah. I love it. So just think about how many times you get close to, like, playing something that you think you're going to love, and then you just forget it, and then you want to play something that's a little bit more new or something. So, yeah, it is fascinating.
Yeah.
Jeez, you can't buy promotion like this. You just can't. It's fucking
can't,
fantastic.
But, I mean, it's also, it's just how do you, I think you have to, it's like movies and whatever. It's like, how do you force yourself? And a lot of us do it anyway in our day-to-day lives. You know, we say, I don't really want to do that, but I know if – like parachute jump. I never wanted to do a parachute jump. Never in my life. Why would you? Right? But I knew that I should do it because the opportunity was there, and it turned out to be one of the most amazing things you ever do. Is how do you continue that sort of attitude in your gaming and your – movie watching and stuff like that, and force yourself out of your comfort zone or take on board. Like Mike, you are absolutely, like Robin, you're responsible for a lot of the games that I'm enjoying now. Mike, you're totally responsible for me going back to Hotline Miami. I mean, it's
sick. Awesome.
For you talking about it for so much.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And so thank you very much. And it's just, how do we continue to force ourselves to step outside of the comfort zone or
But I think we were all on that mill of we have to dip into everything new, and maybe it was because of the podcast, but it wasn't just the podcast, because the community done the exact same thing as us, because they've all fired in, and the lists are still coming in of people that had fantastic games that they've never finished or tried, played for a couple of hours, and the feedback that I've been receiving about how good this was or how good that was, and there's crossover between the lists and people even not on the Dirty 30 are playing some of the games that other people have finished because it's put them back into their mind again, and people have raved about it. It's been brilliant. And I mean, I've played some fantastic things that I would never have went back to, like Halo Wars.
I'll finish off and then we can pass the baton to Robin. He can tell us about Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Which is, my third one was Far Cry Blood Dragon.
That one
I'm about three quarters of the way through, and I was like, I don't really. Okay. I came away from playing it for an hour the other night, and I loved it. So
great.
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess Robin, we can actually talk to you about
when do we get to rebrand as a retro gaming podcast.
Never.
When we get a bit older.
Yeah, never. Never, Fraser, never. We will retain our retro gamingness, but I tell you right now, we will start to see people break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's okay.
I already know. Mike is breaking within a matter of weeks.
Well, there's Wildlands is the problem.
No, right. Please stop it, Greg. It's not breaking. It's allowed. This is not punishment. Come
it's
on.
Weakness.
It's weakness. Weakness, yes, you fucking Phil.
Bongo's too soft.
Okay, I need help.
Yeah, Bongo, yeah, okay, let's just talk about,
Bongo's not supposed to be buying games, goes and buys a car.
No, he's not supposed to be buying games, right? Yet he's freaking pre-ordered a whole brand new gaming system, and yet somehow he's in his head said it's okay that he's not bought any games for the system.
Is that in the budget? £300?
I haven't bought, no, it's not. I haven't bought any games for this device. I'm excited for the hardware. I'm not excited for Zelda or any other shit.
I can smell stuff.
How can you be excited for something you're not going to be able to use?
I'm sure there'll be some game out there. I maybe get Skyrim out by July. I'll maybe play it in the plane.
No, you will not, by the way, because that does...
Oh, shit. It needs an internet connection.
It needs an internet connection. Unless you have Wi-Fi, you can't play.
Do you know what? I bought a PSVR. I kept it for all of about a month. So this might be the same thing. So I don't know. How am I justifying it?
I'm doing a different thing. I'm going to reward myself with something when I've finished all of the games. So either a Switch or a PlayStation 4. I don't know yet. But
yeah, but I'm a capitalist pig. I'm selling my Wii U and my Vita. So that's how I'm balancing the books here.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay, so like I need some help with Metal Gear, and Fraser, you're the king. Mike, you haven't played Metal Gear yet.
No, I think Metal Gear Solid is shit. I haven't played 5 though. I would give 5 a go, but I played a bit of 4 and thought it was awful, and I once played 1.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you, but Metal Gear is on my list as well.
Yeah. Metal Gear is a fucking massive game. It is. I mean, this week has been crazy. I've had very little gaming time. I had one real night when I came home from Killarney.
It's starting to break, are you, Bongo? Hey? So you're breaking it.
I kind of felt a bit flat this week as far as gaming was concerned.
Listen to him breaking.
But last night, weakness. I got a really, really good session with Metal Gear, and it is awesome. It is just fantastic. I was playing... I'll get to the bit where I need help. So I'm playing this mission, and I had to go in and into this base, into this mine, and I had to, it was the second half of the mission, but anyway, the second half of the mission, I had to go into this mine and execute these 5 bad prisoners that were being held prisoner in a mine. So I sneak all the way around the base, and I get into the mine, and to my shock and horror, I get to the mine, and there's 5 kids in a jail cell. And over the headphones, I'm told to shoot the prisoners. Moral dilemma. Do I shoot the kids?
Kill them.
Waste them.
I decided there was another way to go, and I had to escort these kids to a helicopter to escape.
Too much effort.
Fucking right it was, because none of the kids could get hurt. I had to carry one of the little crippled bastards.
Fetch quest.
And these kids, I had to tell them to wait and go and stop and go and sneak past people to get the hell. I've tried about 4 or 5 times. But this game keeps on surprising me with scenarios. I wasn't at all expecting to see kids there in this scenario. And it was friggin' brilliant. It was awesome. Okay, questions. Fraser.
Yes.
Why does quiet not always help me? So sometimes she's not available to call in to shoot people to put them to sleep. I've got her with a trank gun now, and she puts them to sleep.
I think the game just does that, you know, just basically doesn't allow you access to her because she's basically a weapon for you, right? I think there's just at some point she's just not, there's no access, particularly something like where you're escorting those kids, like that. She would make a huge difference in that, I think. I can't remember whether she's in that or not.
Exactly. Question for you, Bongo.
Have you
Fusradar'd her yet?
Every time she steps onto the helicopter, she gives me this little look. Just she looks to the oil rig, and then she looks down at me longingly, and I look at her longingly back and hope no one is in the room with me.
I do want to try Metal Gear Solid 5, but I've heard things like you have to take showers. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
And also,
No. See, if you don't take a shower after a certain amount of time, flies start to accumulate around you, and you're completely caked with blood. But it refreshes your mind and spirit, and it makes your when you get caught in a compromising position before the other enemy soldiers recognize you, you get an extra second or two if you're refreshed.
Right. Yeah, that's why he did it. Yeah, that's 100% why he did it. Only reason.
Okay, the other question, Fraser. Why are my staff always fighting? So every time I come back to the mission, they fight and they're into the medical ward.
Well, you will have people who disrupt your staff. So if you can look into the attributes of some people, some of them are troublemakers. Ooh. And you can remove them. You can remove them.
Does it mean anything?
No, I got to the point where I became less worried about what was happening with the staff and just concentrated solely on trying to faulting out the best of the best, right? And then just trying to increase that level of your staff, and then and getting rid of the deadwood as well, like sorting out, kicking people out.
I've got 150 of them in the waiting room at the moment doing nothing.
Yeah, get them in there. Just auto-assign them.
That's what I do. And I've got my Fultoning now is class. I can Fulton everything now. That is so cool. A big, massive truck or a big lorry. I just Fulton the shit out of everything now. It's brilliant. It is super. But
keep going, because there's still more to the Fulton.
Because I'm 50 chapters, or there's 50 chapters, and I think I'm at 17. And God knows. Do the chapters get shorter?
Makes me not want to play this game now.
I don't know. Like I say, I hit up probably plus 100 hours. So
and then really I keep it going. Well, there's a little side mission. I don't have too much time. I'll play a side mission and do a wee side mission thing, and then you go off on all sorts of weird, wonderful tangents. You can get completely lost in it, and then Quiet sings when she's out by herself. She does this wee singing. I don't know. Why does she sing like that? I have no idea. I understand she can't talk or something, and she breathes through her skin and those melons and things. Anyway, Metal Gear is the only thing I've been playing apart from a terrible one-armed bandit machine on my phone for some reason, which is it's a bit like pressing the button and 7 spin round and I win money for no reason whatsoever, but I just can't stop playing it on my phone. It's one of those stupid things. As far as my Dirty 30, going through my Dirty 30 stuff, Aliens Isolation is something that I realized that's on my list, and that's a big chunk of a game too. That's a scary one. I do have a lot of big games, and I think some of the things, it hasn't really slowed it off because there's still lots of victory achieves coming through for it, but I think people are flushing out a lot of their little games, and it's the big ones now.
I didn't want to do that. I've got a few small games in the bank.
But Metal Gear is, I think I'm going to be at another couple of weeks at Metal Gear with a chapter a night, even a chapter a night, and that's another 30 chapters. God, fucking hell.
And they reckon he never finished it either. You wonder why they sacked him too.
Yeah. Right?
The good news for you, Robin, is I have heard within the rules of the Yolog that you can basically, if you feel like you've come to a point where you finish the game, you can just call quits.
No, City Skylines and a few things like that there. That's okay, but Metal Gear has a solid end with credits. Well, that's credits every fucking half.
Okay,
anyway.
So anybody who thought they could get away with that, you can't, apparently.
I've got City Skyline on my, so I'm going to do the tutorial and go, man, that's enough for me.
Your punishment is you must complete it now.
If you can live with that, Mike, if you can live with that, that's okay with me.
The reason why I put Cities on there is I really, really want to play City Skylines. It's one of those games where
really wanted to play the tutorial.
I'm more driven by story based games and stuff. But a Prison Architect or something like that will grab me now and again. And when it grabs me, I could play Prison Architect now you know, I can just jump in at any time and just build my like a new little prison. So a game like Cities, I can get seriously addicted to that kind of stuff.
Cities is good. I enjoyed it, and it just, you know, just 4 or 5 hours can just get eaten away playing that. It's really good.
You know what's great is, okay, so Mike and Fraser, you are like polar opposites. Mike's like, I really get behind story-driven games. And Fraser's like, stories are shit. And you both are sitting kind of the same way on my screen, and you're side by side, and you're just polar opposites. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so in the Skyrim story, I think the Skyrim story is dumb as shit. Like, but
Mass Effect and drama, 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 okay?
Right.
If people can help us, where is the best, cheapest place you've spotted Mass Effect Andromeda, da, 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 da? Or are you happy playing 10 hours and waiting? Because 10 hours is a few nights' play for me. So 10 hours might be enough until I buy it.
Just listen to this.
I am buying it. I've always said that I'm buying Mass Effect Andromeda, but I think I'll do the 10 hours in EA Access first. Definitely.
Definitely.
But to buy it? Is it Amazon? Is it digitally? Where is the place to buy it?
It all depends. Yeah. It all depends.
Mm.
What about
Mr. DeDissi?
So I'm still slogging through XCOM 2. It is on my list, and I'm getting close.
Is it better than 1? Because you loved 1.
It is way better than 1.
Is it really?
Much, much better, yes. The only thing I would say that isn't as good as 1 is that they do a number of missions where you're timed, for lack of a better way to put it. You have so many rounds before you need to complete a task.
Right.
And if you don't complete the task before then, either your squad basically gets left behind or things blow up and it goes nasty. So
that's annoying.
It's far worse when you're first starting out because you don't quite understand the mechanics and your squad may not necessarily be high enough level to deal with it. But I've come to, later in the game, those time missions have not been a problem at all. So, I'm still loving XCOM 2.
I remember when the first came out, and like, I was on the show with you and Christopher Matthew, and it was like, Jesus Christ, it was like an hour of, I don't know what they're talking about. I have not a clue.
I've curtailed my XCOM 2 commentary, but I mean, it's a great strategy game. If you like strategy, you like something that's not going to it's not real time strategy. It's turn based, so you can take your time with it. You can think about what you want to do. There's no better game out there for me. However, that being said, I did run into a glitch the other night that I repeatedly ran into, and I think it's because I was getting disconnected from Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. It wasn't letting me save my progress. And I basically wasted a good 2 hours on consecutive nights. That's
something
me off.
We don't like. It's wasting time on games, losing save progress.
Now, on a positive note, so Fallout Shelter came out as a Play Anywhere title on Xbox Live, as well as Windows 10. And so I was really kind of curious. I hadn't done a Play Anywhere title yet in terms of playing it on my PC and then playing it on the Xbox One. So I thought, you know what, why not? I don't have to pay for it. It's free. So I downloaded Fallout Shelter onto the PC, downloaded onto Xbox One. So first off, the Play Anywhere stuff totally worked. You know, I was playing it on the PC, saved it, jumped off there, put it up on the Xbox One, played it there. Fallout Shelter is Fallout Shelter. That being said, I don't think it's a good game on console.
It's a stupid game to play on the screen. Yeah. Like, you play on your phone.
I hated playing it on my phone, actually. I didn't like playing it on my tablet. I felt like the screen wasn't quite big enough. The place where it actually is really good is on your PC. Because you have that mouse capability. It's super easy picking up the characters moving around. You also can window it, so you don't have to have it taking up the entire screen. It's a nice little time waster to have in the background while you're doing work stuff. So, follow.
I could see that being okay on the PC. I can't imagine sitting with a controller playing for
it. Once I just wanted to test it out. But the control scheme is weird because you don't use like a cursor to go highlight individual characters. like you would with a mouse or your finger on a tablet. So it has a little bit of wonkiness to it. I mean, it looks nice, but outside of that, yeah, no. Play it on PC.
That game gets a bit boring after a while, though.
Again, like I said, it's a good game to have in the background. So, like, when I'm working on proposals, I love having that game just sitting off to the side. I do not want to be, like, that should not be my primary focus. Maybe if I'm on a plane, sitting there waiting at an airport, man, that's a good place to play it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. That is it for me with gaming. I will say this in terms of, we were talking about the Yolog list and you're talking about, you know, the big games that you're afraid of. Divinity Original Sin, I am scared shitless by.
That is, you'll never game. Finish it.
Yeah,
I don't know what's about yet. That game. Is it a long game?
It's 58 hours long.
According to this list.
It also
says Skyrim is like 22 hours or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're good.
Yeah. I took that off my list.
Yeah, you probably were wise for that, Fraser. Probably wise. But yeah, so that's one that's on the horizon. But I have a lot of long games on my list. But I also have some games that I have already started, never got to finishing. So I think my strategy is I'm going to try and sprinkle those games in to kind of give me some encouragement when I'm starting to feel a little bit of like I'm in a glut. I'm not quite, you know, I'm not being able to finish out some of the bigger games. You know, get a little one out of the way. But I don't want to get, you know, I'm not trying to get all those up front.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little short games are like palate cleansers. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Skyrim now.
Or a little encouragement boost, you know?
Yeah, it's just to get your numbers up a bit. So when I finish Skyrim, I might play a little bit of, like, Numa. You know, it's like 2 hours or whatever.
Sure.
Get that up. So then I'll bump up my numbers a little bit. So, yeah.
All
right. I know what you're saying.
Good, yeah. Guys. Listen to this. So slick. So proud.
All right, Robin, are you paying attention to Twitch right now?
Yeah, sort of.
Is there anybody we should give some praise to?
Yeah, well, Womble's in there. RCGC is in there. I don't think it's Sarah, but maybe it is. Maybe it's Sarah's partner or husband or wife. Yeah, and they're having a great time making suggestions about buying from Amazon because they price match. They don't do that in the UK, sadly.
Really?
Martin3 said that. Womble says it's digital only. And I would say that now, but I've just maybe buy it in disc, but I have all the other ones there. But will I ever play Mass Effect 3 ever again? Yeah, so he's saying, yeah, no, Amazon do not match. It is Sarah. Hello, Sarah. It doesn't price match, and they don't get the vouchers and the discounts and all that shit. That's a pain in the butt. Sarah is going to buy for PSN, and she'll wait there. PS Plus usually adds some extra discount. Again, if you're buying EA Access, you will get your discount on their titles as well. Sure. So they're chatting away in there.
All right, okay. Well, I don't know if Rich is still even awake at this point. We have gone on for quite some time.
You really have, guys. It's not even funny. I mean,
I think we have a news jingle. I don't know if you have that to play right now.
News jingle.
Yes. If not, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Let me see what I've got in the back. Yes, I've got it. I'm going to play it now. Playing now.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, some news from this past week. PlayStation 4 got a big system software update, the update 4.5, and some features that were detailed out, which some really good stuff happening, actually. So the big one from what, I don't know, to me this was the biggest one, was the external hard drive support. For the longest time, PlayStation... Yeah, didn't have it. So now they are allowing up to, I believe it's 16 terabyte drives to be attached externally.
Mm-hmm.
They have custom wallpapers, quick menu refresh, which I don't know. Simplified notification. Post on PlayStation Network activity feeds. 3-day Blu-rays and PlayStation VR. Robin, I can't believe you got rid of your VR. You could have watched 3D movies.
Yeah, are they still a thing?
Not really. Or VR or Blu-ray. VR,
yeah. Yeah. Sony.
3D movies.
Well,
one thing that wasn't mentioned here, but I believe it's still in beta. I don't know if it's going to be part of this quote-unquote update, but it's the PlayStation 4 Pro is getting a boost mode, which is supposed to...
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's good and bad. I've said this before. I think the companies like Microsoft and Sony should just go all in with these new powerful consoles. I hope they do it with Scorpio, that they have Scorpio-only titles. And the other
so
ones
you
are...
want, you basically want a new generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I think a Scorpio-only titles, that's going to happen. But I just hope the backwards compatibility is there, right? So that we don't...
Yeah.
I think Microsoft are all in on the whole, if you've got an Xbox, it will play Xbox games.
And they know.
The 360 and the Xbox One, even though, I mean, like people say like backwards compatibility doesn't mean a lot, but Xbox came back, they won a lot of fans back with the 360 backwards compatibility, and the gold games always being backwards compatible. You know, Burnout Paradise, and everybody loves Burnout Paradise, so you don't have to dig out your 360 out your attic or whatever. If you buy an Xbox, that game will work across the board.
It makes sense, because if you're going to release a new piece of hardware, if you can release that hardware, I know I can go down on day one and get a Scorpio, but I can still play Resident Evil 7, which was only out 3 months ago. Now, if I'm cut off from all those games that I still haven't played, where's the incentive? Then I'm going to play Knack and crap like that always comes out at the start?
Well, you know, Fraser, I hear what you're saying. However, that was the PlayStation 4. You know, it launched, and they had all the PlayStation 4 games. You couldn't play any of your PS3 games that just came out.
Yeah, but that's a different.
Yeah, and I didn't buy. But that's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. Yeah. I didn't go out and buy a launch day console. I personally am not.
No, I get what you're saying.
Find it very difficult to put down that amount of money, premium amount of money for a launch day console. When really, what are you going to get? Zelda's very tempting for the Switch because that's going to be quality. But what really other quality do we get at launch consoles? Whoever has really nailed it? I mean,
Nintendo 64, Mario 64, I'm out, goodbye, best game.
Yeah, Nintendo's nailed it, but I don't think PlayStation nailed it with the 4. I don't think Microsoft nailed it with the Xbox One.
I would agree. I don't think they nailed it, but I would say in the big scheme of it, I don't know that that mattered.
I just don't think they can go Scorpio an exclusive console on there. Not now. No way.
No, but my argument isn't long-term, Greg. I mean, you're saying, yeah, it didn't matter in the long run. But in the short run, like, what am I supposed to do? I can't keep every console running all the time. I am running out of HDMI ports, right? So you're talking to her right now. You talk to her on my behalf, she's listening.
Greg, where do you think HDMI cables come from?
The HDMI cable fairy.
I will say this, guys. I don't know if you're aware of this, right? But I do have some breaking news that you might not even know about. It's not in the notes. I'll have a look.
Okay.
It's kind of related to what we're talking about here, some of the shit we're throwing down. Microsoft, specifically Phil Spencer, was asked if they're thinking of bringing Xbox 360 backwards compatibility to the PC.
Mm-hmm. I heard this, yes.
And Phil Spencer's direct quote was, "Never say never." I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
A direct quote that I'm paraphrasing. Never say never.
And I can believe it, because you have to remember, and I've always stuck, this is my favorite quote, gaming quote, and I've always stuck by it for years now, is that Sony's always been a hardware manufacturer, Microsoft is a software manufacturer, and Microsoft proves it over and over again. You know, just the way they just snap their fingers and Xbox 360 backwards compatibility works on the Xbox One seamlessly. I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to make that Windows 10 integration work. The killer app for Microsoft is not the boxes. It's Xbox Live and the software they're running and the ability to play it on all these different things. They are going to murder Sony in the long run. I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of it.
Well, if it wasn't for PlayStation at the moment, Sony wouldn't be here. So, I mean, they posted for the first quarter of last year, a $1 billion loss. So,
Sony are classic.
Sony's not doing terribly good.
Now, I can give you a laundry list of pieces of Sony equipment that I have said that is a beautiful piece of consumer equipment. And then right. when you get it, you suddenly realize that it works like a dog's breakfast and nothing works properly and the software's fumbly. And who can forget the PlayStation 2? I mean, when you played videos in your PlayStation 2, the menu system, did anybody ever understand menu system that came up? What were they smoking? They're crazy. I love Japan. They're absolutely bonkers.
This went like a completely different direction than I thought it was going to go.
And the road.
That's what happens when you get the talent on the show, Greg.
It is.
So the takeaway from
the talent.
The takeaway from that whole discussion is Microsoft are the Illuminati, and Sony just lose money.
Right. Answer this question, Rich. How many consoles have Microsoft released?
Ever.
Consoles.
Yeah. Consoles.
I want to say three.
How many sides on a triangle?
Three.
Oh.
Follow the money. The sign for the Illuminati is the triangle. Follow the money, Rich.
Holy fucking fucking shit.
Exactly.
What are we going to do?
Blown.
I don't know what to do.
Text Duke. He'll know what to do.
Text Duke.
He'll know what to do. He's been prepping for it for a long time.
He has, bless him.
He is ready for it. All right. So this next piece of news, I don't even know anything about this. I did not put this in here. I believe Mark had found this, but YouTuber.
Oh, great. No one on the show knows what the fuck this thing's about. Brilliant. Read it.
Yep. Neppin the Z has pled guilty to basically gambling charges and is facing potential prison time and thousands in fines. So the BBC has reported that Craig Douglas, a.k.a. the Neppin the Z, and his business partner, Dylan Rigby, changed their plea to guilty to the charges of being an officer of a firm that provided facilities for gambling without an operating license, and further offense relating to the advertising of unlawful gambling. I'm not reading that up there. Yeah, basically, they are they're in trouble for illegal gambling. If this was a big hubbub that happened this past year, I guess there was a lot of FIFA 17 matches. Something happened with, I don't know, crooked YouTubers. Go figure.
Yeah, this happened. There's not an E on the end of my name, Rich. This happened before with there's a couple of YouTubers, Project Syndicate and stuff, and they did some CS:GO dodginess, and young people offered a lot of money. Will do stupid things, and it's just growing pains that these young kids, you know, they have a lot of influence, they have a lot of people throwing money at them, they're going to do dumb stuff, and it's going to take this kind of thing for them to go, oh, well, you know, and there's going to be rules and regulations that are going to come in. It's because it's all new, like no one knows what's going on.
It's a fair assessment.
And the authorities don't look kindly on gambling offences and things like that. So
we love it over here in England. Gambling's fine.
Yeah, not doing it right is not fine.
Yeah, when it's not taxed, it's not fine. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Or without a license, which I think is the problem here.
Yeah, which is kind of like
semantics.
Yeah.
So you sound like those kids. They probably, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, I think
it
does.
I didn't know I needed to have a license. Yeah. All right, January NPDs came in, and PlayStation 4 took number one spot. That was to the shock of nobody. You know, Sony kind of retaking their lead in terms of month in and month out being the best selling console. Microsoft did say they have had a strong start for the Xbox One, and the number of hours played, players spent playing games on the console grew 21%.
This is why I love Microsoft, Fraser. You talked about why you love Microsoft, right? And about all their software stuff, which I agree with. This is why I love them, because they are great salesmen, right? They just go, they put a spiel. We're not announcing numbers anymore. Fuck y'all, right? Look, we're going to focus on the amount of hours people spent playing it on the 3rd of every month last year.
They are the kings of PR spin.
They're brilliant.
I love it.
Yes.
Love it.
They're a very, very interesting machine.
It's been an interesting ride for them, no doubt.
I know your equipment...
I know Robin's customer. I know your equipment's going to be 2 weeks late, but it gives you so much time to prepare for it and get that menu just See?
Right.
It works for everything.
Yeah, I know your equipment's not coming on time, but did you order your ice cream yet? Because you should get that ordered.
Let's get some extra training in. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So there's that. Interestingly enough, I didn't see any release of like the actual software. But according to Sony, they said four of the five best-selling games during the month were for the PS4. So there was that. Kind of countering back Microsoft, or I don't know if Microsoft actually confirmed this or if this was just somebody from NPD, but they said Xbox One sales grew year over year in January. According to somebody, the PlayStation 4 sales did not grow year over year. So that's a little interesting.
They're about one step away from just going to each other, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're just childish at this point.
Yeah, cool. And even better, the company we did not hear anything from and have not, I think, for months now, Nintendo.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're just
they're Nintendo's not selling anything, right?
Well, we don't have a Wii U anymore. They have the 3DS, but I don't even know they want to claim that anymore. I think they just want everything is focused.
You can't
on the
even
Switch.
Buy those for love nor money now. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Fraser, have you heard of the Switch? 1-2 Switch. Yeah. All right. Hey, this actually is exciting for me. The makers of FTL have announced their next game. So it's going to be called Into the Breach, and it's a turn-based strategy game.
Oh, God.
Turn-based strategy, Mike.
Oh, God. You got to give me that real time, man, that Halo Wars. I can't do turn-based.
Turn-based strategy game in which human civilizations come under attack from gigantic insect-like creatures.
Oh, my God, how original.
And, Mike, brace yourself. What?
Yeah.
And you get to use mechs to defeat them.
Game it's of not the year. It's not there. It's in your brain.
This game was made for me.
All
right. Now, this one is a take it with a grain of salt. So apparently a source in this forum group called gbatemp.net.
Which is
Game Boy
emulator. That's emulator.
Somebody within there said that they had basically a friend within Capcom that leaked three new titles to them. So here they are, and I've got some screenshots of what they showed on the site. Knights of the Aegis. So 1974, New York City, you are recruited into the Order of Aegis. An elite brotherhood of mystic knights sworn to protect and keep peace between mortal and supernatural realms.
Jesus.
When a powerful evil stirs in the darkness, you must master the ancient powers of the past in order to save humanity's future. Now, the next game, which I will just say right now is straight up just Lost Planet. And I'm pretty sure it's a sequel to Lost Planet. And you'll understand why in a second. It's called Broken Horizon. 2 centuries after they were abandoned on the planet of Eden, a group of colonists continue the fight for survival, team up with 4-player co-op mech suit gameplay, and battle the planet's hostile environments, snow, human raiders, and ever-increasing alien threat to control the planet's life force, T-Eng. Remember that? The old T-Eng in Lost Planet?
No. Anybody?
No.
Bueller? All right. And the last game supposedly leaked is called Lost Star. A renegade crew aboard a small spacecraft, the Lost Star is traveling at the edge of the galaxy.
Why is it always the edge? Why is the edge of the galaxy? Why is it just like halfway, like somewhere in there, like kind of there?
First of all, I think that Knights of Aegis is a load of old toilet, because Knights of Aegis, if you do a search for Knights of Aegis, that's something that was in Final Fantasy 14. Would they pull a name that was released in a game? Like,
yes, Capcom are desperate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they are. I don't know. See. It all smells like bullshit.
Yeah, it very well may. That's why I said take it with a grain of salt.
Lost Star. Well, I'll tell you what I can predict. There's a game coming.
Lost Star sounds
there's
like
a game
Mass
coming
Effect.
Out called Lost Star. Right, as if that's not.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to predict another one. There's a game coming out within the next 5 years called Battle Robots.
Yes. Hey,
I'll play that game.
Yeah, I tell you what, I am so bored with this, I'm going for pee.
No, you're not allowed. All right.
He's done it.
He's,
wow.
He really
that was harsh.
I know.
I've never got Bongo.
You know, let's I don't get it.
You know what I mean?
This is let's air our grievances.
You said
Bongo
you were boring,
grievances.
Mike.
I understand that.
I never said I disagree with Bongo, Fraser. I just don't know. Like...
And let's just face it, the Year of Living Game Industry, it is torture.
Yeah, we're not it's talking about awesome. His. We're not talking about his stuff anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, bastard. All right. Well, that's it for the news. Unless anybody has anything else they wanted to.
Apparently, Womble in the Twitch chat said, "Have you talked about this news yet?" And then I said, "No, I'll say what it is in a bit." And he went, "Oh, how can you ignore the biggest news of the week, you fucking idiots?" And I'm like, "Womble, not appropriate in the Twitch chat. Can you calm it down?" And then he stormed off and called you twats. But what he mentioned was Destiny 2 has been announced to be released this year. It's definitely coming out this year. I'm not a massive Destiny fan. I thought it was a bit trash and a bit up and down arse. But like, I don't know what you guys think. Are you excited about Destiny 2 coming out this
Absolutely
year?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on Destiny. I can go either way on it. However, I did hear also there was a rumor news story floating around that the agreement that Bungie has with Activision, if they don't release Destiny 2 this year, that they potentially are going to have to – there's some kind of like back payment or whatever that happens that they'd sure. literally be giving Activision stock into Bungie.
That doesn't surprise me.
To compensate.
Activision, but they pay a lot of money for them, so they need money back. That's how things work, I'm afraid.
It is how things work. It is. Speaking of how things work, we have trivia. Before we get into the trivia this week, I think it needs to be known that Jason Johnson effectively quit giving trivia just for this show. And he'll be back next week. But he said he just could not be bothered. He was just too tired. Had
it's
other,
me,
other things to
it's
do.
Me. It's me, isn't it?
Also, Mike Chinn was going to be on the show.
I knew it.
And, yeah. So, here we go. All right, trivia.
So we have to type now, do we? Is that right?
Yes, yes. Okay. You have to type in your answer.
Okay.
So here's the deal. We have two questions. I have, because you guys rambled on so freaking long about Metal Gear and all the bullshit about Year of Living Game Industry, I actually managed to come up with two trivia questions for us. So we're going to start with the first one. Are you guys ready?
I was just practicing my typing. I just typed anything I came to mind. And
all right. Here we go. First question.
Robin's on mine. Robin's on my line.
Oh, dear God. It's like children. It is like children.
Chili instead of...
All right. Here we go. Okay. First question, what date did Halo Wars release in Europe?
I know this
what date. Did Halo Wars release in Europe? Is it A, February 26th, 2009, B, February 27th, 2009, C, March 3rd, 2009, or D, March 7th, 2009.
Yeah, I think you'd give me bigger windows than that.
What date did February...
I love the way Fraser and Robin are waiting for me as well.
Yes. All right, I want your answers in 3, 2, 1. Go. All right, we have two that have said March 3rd, 2009, and one person has said February 26th, 2009. And I would like to congratulate all of you for getting it wrong. It was February 27th, 2009.
Boo.
There you go. All right, next question.
I didn't know it.
I know that, Mike.
I got it wrong.
I know. You got it wrong. All right. This is you have to listen to this one, okay? There's going to be some nuance to this one.
Okay.
How many in total Metal Gear games have been released? That would include definitive editions, that kind of thing, any kind of special edition. How many Metal Gear games have been actually released? So this does not count that upcoming Metal Gear Survive game. So how many games have actually come out since 1987 to 2016. Is it A, 19, B, 21, C, 23, or D, 25? How many Metal Gear games in total have come out?
Can I have the numbers again, Greg?
Yes, you may. A, 19, B, 21, C, 23, or D, 25? And 3, 2, 1, please give me your answers now.
Copycat.
All right. We have two people who have said B, 21 games, and one person, Robin, has said D, 25. Once again, I would like to congratulate everybody on the panel for missing the question and getting it wrong.
Jeez.
It is, in fact, C, 23. 23 games have come out.
Straight off the bat, I could count at least 19, but then that's it. I don't know where the gaps are.
Okay,
I'll run through them. Here we go. So starting in 1987, Metal Gear.
No.
Then we had Snake's Revenge, Metal Gear Solid 2, Solid Snake, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid Ghost Babel, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear Solid, The Twin Snakes, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater,
Twin
Metal
Snakes.
Acid 2, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops Plus, Metal Gear Solid Mobile, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of Patriots, Metal Gear Online, Metal Gear Solid Touch, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Metal Gear Arcade.
Metal Gear Online got counted separately?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Metal Gear Special Ops. Metal Gear Revenge.
I would have got it if it hadn't been for that.
Serums. The Phantom Pain. So, yeah. There you go.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Let's talk about
your
some
questions.
New releases. Robin?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk for a moment?
Oh, I'm good at that. Oh, dick butt.
Well played.
Okay, so your new releases, it's a big, fat list for the next week. We have For Honor for everything. You want to be a big man with a big sword or a samurai thing, you can chop things up. And there's a beta going around with it right now. If you want to shoot people in the ghoulies, Sniper Elite 4 also comes out for everything on fantastic February the 14th. In fact, all of these come out in February the 14th.
Nothing says love like death.
I think For Honor is going to make people wobble, you know, on the 30-30. For Honor is getting a lot of love.
Play the beta. Yeah, beta. And if you want to be reminded of how beautiful your girlfriend, wife is, play and buy Deformers, which also comes out for everything, and I have no idea what Deformers actually is. What is Deformers? Yeah, there you go. That's your list for the week coming. No doubt if you watch the PSN store and Xbox stores, there'll be a million other indie titles that you have no idea what they are coming out as well.
I'm looking into it. I'm just going to have a look at what Deformers is.
Yeah, Deformers. Sniper Elite 4. I bet you there's
an achievement. Oh, it's by Ready at Dawn.
Shooting people in the balls.
Wow. This is their first
Yeah, this was showcased at E3 about 2 or 3 years ago. Wasn't this the one where they were moving the land and stuff? Oh, no, that was something else.
This looks like a multiplayer, so you play like a blob and you're rolling around hitting other blobs.
Oh.
Kind of weird.
Not feeling that description there, Mike.
Toilet
it is.
So, also your monthly freebies this month for Xbox One, you've got Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time all February. You've got Project Cars, so you can crash a lot. That comes later on this month for the 360. You've got Monkey Island 2 Special Edition and Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which
That's
is a
good.
Pretty good Star Wars game, especially for Star Wars time. Completely not canon any longer.
No.
For PSN... Little Big Planet 3, like you haven't had enough. Not a Hero, Starwall, which is PS3, but also with cross-buy. Anna, extended edition on the PS3. And Ninja Senki DX for the Vita, which is cross-buy. And Torque L for PS Vita, which is also cross-buy for the PS4. So that's not a bad lineup of free.
But Lovers in the Dangerous Space-Time has to be one of the best in there as well. Yeah. But Star Wars is definitely worth a look. It is definitely worth a play.
That was one of the better Star Wars games that came out.
It was the second one was awful, though, but the first one was all right.
Fraser.
Yes.
We're going to do something fun here.
Ooh,
this next section, this is normally something that Robin takes on, but because we're going to dethrone Robin from this, we're going to allow you to talk about the year of living dangerously and walk through the victories achieved.
Okay, well, in a nutshell,
you ready?
If you haven't... Sure.
All right.
In a nutshell, should I start?
If you
haven't cottoned on to the year of living dangerously, this is Robin's brainchild where many of us...
Torture.
Brainchild. Many of us around the community have put forward a list and committed ourselves to completing a list of games. Most of us have... It's called Dirty 30 for a reason. Most of us have provided a list of 30 games. And we are working through it. And every time we finish one of those games, we post a screenshot like we would for a normal victory achieved. But we also hashtag YOLG, which is the year of living dangerously. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get through this. Yes.
Get through it.
Everybody stand to attention. It's going over a 12-month period. So if you have if you aren't involved in this and you want to send a list to Robin, please do. It doesn't necessarily have to be a list of 30, but you know that tends to be the magic number. Have a listen as well if you subscribe to the podcast. Robin's muscled in. He's really doing a good job here and squeezing out his stuff. Right? He's muscled in his own little podcast. We knew he'd try and get his own.
Dirty little podcast.
And there'll be another episode next weekend at bongo.ocpod.com.
And he does a very good job on that of explaining it. So there we go. So if we move on to the victory achieved, we now split the victory achieved amongst those that are for the Dirty 30 and those that are not. And really, almost all of them are for the Dirty 30 these days. So in no particular order, let's start with the ones that aren't. We have Hardly Dan finished as Kend. Infected Psych finished Inside My Radio. Filthy finished Lifeline.
Brilliant game. Match.
Did you think it was brilliant? I got a little bit bored.
It was a story. It's a story, Fraser. You don't like stories.
Didn't like. Batch Gaming finished The Division. And John Lavallee, my buddy, finished Resident Evil 7 a couple of nights ago. Yeah. So that's good.
Nice.
If we go to those who have finished games off their lists, we have John Mouse finished Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I find this one very interesting because I can remember where I was, and I was on a campsite in a place called Tobermory up farther north from here, listening to John Mouse on, what was his podcast called?
The Play Vault.
The Play Vault.
Thank God for you.
And I can remember him singing Animal Crossing New Leaf's praises big time on that podcast. And here we are, fast forward 4 to 5 years later.
How good could it have been then?
Sorry?
How good could it have been? I mean, but
Animal Crossing is one of those games that, like, you could just lose your life in it, you know?
Doing stuff, right? You're not really working towards... Yeah, you're not really working towards the end game, really. It doesn't feel like it. Collect those bells, people. PG Tip 77 finished. Oh, speaking of the devil, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. Filthy finished Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Number one, China, good people, the best. Number one, Stuntmaster finished Titanfall 2. Dastardly Jabby, possibly.
Yeah,
I've got that. I should have that finished soon.
Yeah, should have been on the Game Punchers podcast Game of the Year. Just throw that out there.
I don't know. Did anybody?
No,
it wasn't going to make Game of the Year. Did we all miss it out? Yeah. Dastardly Jabby finished Numa, Breath of Life. Genezi finished The Witcher 3, both DLC packs. Head Chef Allen finished Mass Effect 3. Number one Stuntmaster finished Dishonored Definitive Edition. Chinny, 1985, finished Gears of 4. Everybody, round of applause for that. Chris MJW finished Bastion. Diddy Icken finished one of my favorite games, Resident Evil 5.
Big shout out for Daddy Icken. Daddy Icken's a new member.
First what post. Up, Daddy Icken? Play some goddamn games.
and John Mouse, bookending the whole list, finished Invisible Inc.
You missed out Caliburn M.
Caliburn M finished Dragon Age Origins. Cool. Sorry, Caliburn M.
Well nothing. Spotted, Mike. Well spotted.
This is you get what you pay for, Greg. You know, like I'm spotting mistakes. You know,
what was Invisible Inc. called? Something Bastards or something. What was it called? What was the name for that? Wasn't that the little puzzle game?
Yeah, you're not muted right now, Bob.
No, you're not getting this. You're not getting mixed. Stealth Bastard, are you?
Stealth Bastard. Is that not what that was? No.
No, this is different. No, Invisible Inc. Different. Okay.
All right. Carry on.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. Congratulations to everybody who's completed games. You have successfully tortured yourself some more.
Do it again. Come on. Let's hear the jingle live. Come on.
Play the jingle. Play the jingle. Oh, the Victory Achieved jingle.
Yeah, you want to do it again live. Come on.
You really want the...
Yes, we really want it.
Victory's achieved.
I
don't know if I can do it now.
You can.
I've just played it.
Perform for the camera.
You have achieved a victory. You have achieved a victory.
Like it. It's different to the other one. It's not the same. You don't rely on being the same. When you see it live, it's different.
Yes.
Very good.
Doing it live. All right. We're at that point of the podcast. We get to actually close this clown show. Yes. All right. If you have managed to make it this far in the podcast and you're thinking to yourself, God, I wish I could have watched this live. There's a way to do that. Every Saturday we broadcast on twitch.tv/OC podcast.
I thought you were about to say, find a time machine.
Find a time machine. You go back in time. You can watch us live. We broadcast out on Twitch every Saturday, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and for our brothers in the UK, 11 p.m. We also, of course, put out the audio podcast, so that usually follows about the next day. You can get
Is it brothers, no sisters?
Sisters and brothers, sorry. You're absolutely correct. In this day and age, we have to be absolutely politically correct. Thank you for helping me see the light, Fraser.
That's a terrible.
You can download the audio,
by the way.
Yeah.
Cog.
Bastard. All right. You can email the podcast if you ever so choose. podcast@ocpod.com.
I know.
You can tweet us @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group because that's what old people like is Facebook. Apparently, young people still kind of like it, but it's kind of on the way out. No. But FB.OC.
With a Snapchat. Where's our Snapchat channel?
I don't want. No Snapchat. All right, Facebook group, FB.OCpod.com. That's the last thing I'm going to say. Other than this, give us iTunes reviews, give us Stitcher reviews, give us YouTube reviews, wherever you could possibly.
Zune.
Zune is a thing, man. It is a thing, and it's going to make a comeback.
You sound like somebody who's been abducted by aliens. It was true, man. You ought to be there.
Hey, I somewhere in here.
He's
going to
get his Zune. Yeah,
I was going to.
You don't know where he is.
Not going to. I don't know where it is. Let's do some shout-outs. Hold on. Sorry. Last disclaimer. We have a lot of podcast clubs. You can, join us gaming type stuff.
You mean on the Xbox?
Yes.
I haven't joined this club.
Discord. Do Discord. Don't forget Discord. Christ, Mark, I'll have a fit.
Fucking A. Yes, Discord. Yes, we have a Discord channel that we completely ignored tonight. But we do have a Discord channel. You can get on Discord. You can find us on the Xbox One, the OC Podcast Club. We have a OC Podcast community on the PlayStation 4. We have an OC Podcast Steam group. So we're everywhere. We're slowly but surely taking over, almost like the Illuminati. All right, shout-outs. Let's do a round of shout-outs and get things done and get us off to do other things that we probably should be doing.
Sleep?
Robin, yes, sleep. Why don't you start it off?
I would like to shout-out to all the guys in the chat. I would like to – big shout-out to – the real Defoe. He has a problem. He's pissed off his wife. Yeah, he pissed off his wife today, big style, because
he didn't arrange that anything for Valentine's Day. And she's a bit pissed off today. So there's been some great suggestions from Sarah saying to take her out tomorrow and tell her that you don't want to feel rushed in the restaurant on Tuesday. Very good, Sarah. So, yes, suggestions in there. We're all being very sympathetic. Not! Womble's been in there. There's been loads of people in there. Thank you very much for joining the chat live. Shout-outs. Just please, thank you for all the support with Dirty 30. Please, if you are listening and you haven't submitted a list, you still can. It's a 12-month period. So go to bongo.ocpod.com or contact me at bongothesane on Twitter. I'd like to thank Mike for joining the show tonight. It was a big risk bringing on somebody so inexperienced, but yeah, we got through it and would maybe have him on again sometime. It was great, and thanks. Fraser and Greg, these are all right. Fraser, do you have anybody you'd like to disappoint?
I'd like to start off thanking my wife, Grace.
Yeah, my wife is listening. Very used to the disappointment. Thank you to Mike for joining us. Thanks, Greg. Good to see you back again. Robin, likewise. Seems like it's been a while since I've managed to sit down with you guys and have a chat. It's been very enjoyable, extremely enjoyable. Richard Webster in the background. Thanks for all the wonderful work you've been doing there. Give us a shout, Rich. Say hello.
Hello, you all right?
Beauty. Beauty.
Wanker.
Timing. Timing. I love a timing.
That's pretty much it. Mike.
Yeah, it's me. Right, okay, gotcha. Well, obviously the easiest one is to all you guys. And I want to thank the Overseas Connection machine that it is now. I listen every week. I really enjoy the show. And I felt a bit rude sort of inviting myself to the show because there was a roll call. Not many people were answering. So I was like, I'm free. I love listening to all the other people on the show as well. So thank you very much for having me on, and to you guys. And another easy one, Bongo, fuck you for putting on this, this 30 thing, because now I have to play all these old games. But no, love you, Bongo, and all the hard work you do. And I now I've found out that you do all that manually. When somebody tweets you, you have to put it in the website and you, oh my God, forget that. I'd like to thank all the people that don't watch my YouTube videos, but if you want to listen to me on another gaming show podcast, it's theveterangamers.co.uk. I won't mention the other two because they're worthless and not worth mentioning, but that's me. Thank you very much. It's been good fun, and I've had a lot of laughs.
Sorry, I've got a big shout out to go. Sorry, we all have this as a group thing, and you'll probably tackle it, Greg. Mm-hmm. Mark. Yep. A big shout out to Mark and his family. They've went through a shitty couple of weeks, and there was a death in the family, and there's been illness in the family. Mark, we love you, mate, and we're here for you. Sorry you're not here, but we understand totally. Take as much time as you need, mate. We love you. We really do. One of the nicest people I've met, Mark. He's a lovely guy, isn't he, Bongo?
He's one of the nicest people I've never met.
Yeah, yep. He is. He's a very warm, loving guy. And, I didn't know that he was having some trouble. So, love to you, Mark.
Looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month, mate, and Nicole. Yeah, that'll be great.
All right. That kind of took a little bit out of, you know, what I was
saying.
Sorry,
Greg. Sorry, man.
It's all right. Because, you know, here's how this really has all, like, kind of gone. So, Mike, when I first met Mike, I thought, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And then I met Fraser and realized that Mike was kind of a twat. And I was like, Fraser, he's kind of nice. A little twat. Too Canadian for my likes, but pretty nice. And then I met Robin. And Robin genuinely run for the money, nicest guy ever.
He is the real deal. Mike and I aren't the real deal at all.
No.
We start off that nice. Once you've known us for a while, insufferable twat.
See, what happened, Fraser, you fell from grace with me because I've listened to you on the Game Punchers. I've seen the inner workings, and I realized there's evil. There's this seedy side to you.
Fraser's just brutal. No, you're all wrong. You're giving him too much credit. There's just nothing there. It's just the surface. There's just nothing. Well, Grace, what do you see in him? Really?
And if it's not the apocalypse situation, Fraser would drop your ass like that, right?
No, totally.
Sorry, don't know you, boy.
I understand why Grace goes away. So many trips with her friends. She goes away all the time, has a great time. Fraser's never in the photographs. I understand, Grace. You need your space. I understand.
No, I also understand. There's a large insurance policy out on Fraser, so that's why Grace is stuck around. But yeah, so then, you know, Robin, you really, you know, you are one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met.
Thank you.
However, Mark Hanix really. He blows everybody out of the water.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
he's the best blow I've ever had.
I did see him punch a midget when we was at EGX last year. Should I bring this?
Rumored allegations, completely just allegations.
Right. I don't know why he did it.
Fake news, Mike. You should be ashamed of yourself. Unfair.
Wrong.
You have fake news.
No, but big shout outs to Mark and Jenny, of course. We really do just have you guys in our hearts and our prayers, and so thinking of you guys and just wishing nothing but the best. I want to shout out to the three of you, actually. Aside from you being criminal masterminds, twats, and nice people, I love you guys dearly, and I had a blast tonight. So I want to thank the three of you. And then a special big shout out to Richard Webster, our producer behind the scenes. Rich.
No problem, mate. Don't worry about it.
I almost actually thought that was Rich for a second.
You like trying to take the piss?
No, mate, I'd never do that to you, man.
Banter.
I think outside of saying thank you to the community for the continued support, continue to listen to us and having fun, shout-outs to Grace for listening in. Hopefully we have entertained you enough to allow Fraser to come back in the future.
Please
let him play. Robin, I hope that the vomit has actually been cleaned up and is not just sitting there waiting for you when you get done.
I hope it misses me. I don't mind the vomit, but I don't want to get it. Dirty kids. I don't like kids.
Good that you had five of them then. That was smart thinking on your part.
Yeah, well done.
Mike, congratulations. You know, the end is near.
Yep, don't worry, I'll see it.
No, you should. It's August 30th. 2018.
You really do look strange without. You don't have enough hair at the moment, Mike. You look very professional.
Yeah. I think it was time to cut it all off. It was done.
Time to grow up.
Time to grow up. Time to settle down, have a kid. I'm assuming you don't have a ring yet, Mike.
Ain't no ring on this thing, Greg.
Are you looking forward to it, Mike?
Put a ring on it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, now, especially now that we've got the venue and I know where it's going to be and I am looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, congratulations for finally listening to me.
Oh,
proposing to the woman.
We might be going to America for our honeymoon.
Dates and times, and I will just interrupt.
And Tara has mentioned, could we go see Greg?
Well, that would be fantastic.
And I was like, you're a little bit too keen to see Greg for me. But no, we are thinking about going to America for our honeymoon. We don't know where or what, but we might do a bit of traveling on the holiday. So don't know yet. But
Judith
has a photograph of Greg in her purse at the moment, and I'm getting concerned.
Yep. Greg, the player.
He is a player. My wife says she likes Greg.
Tara loves Greg.
We need not talk about this now. But Mike, if you want, I can help you out. If you're still on the fence about the kid thing, I can help cement the idea of maybe not having kids.
You can help out? Let's talk about how you like secretly looking at our women, and then you just say, I can help you out with the kid thing. Choose your words carefully, Greg.
I was merely
Mike. Anymore, Greg.
Mike.
There's some Irish in him. There is Irish in him.
I was merely offering you the opportunity to watch my child for the weekend.
Oh, right, yeah. No, no, we'd love to do that. On our honeymoon.
Welcome to marriage again. Things just, they stop happening. All right. I think that's it. I think this is a podcast. So, Rich, if you are still awake and not highly offended yet, could you maybe play some outro music for us?
I can give it a go. You mean, like, I don't know, like Chekhov or Beethoven? What do you fancy?
Just the standard outro type stuff.
Play maybe. Games, twitching.
Standard outro, I know. What about this shit here?
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
I'm not. I'm waiting to hand her over the stream, but we haven't started yet.
Hey, Rich, say Grace.
Grace.
Amazing! I like it when Scouts say Grace.
Grace?
Grace.
Grace. Oh, do you mean a prayer? Dear Father, bless these podcast cunts, these illiterate bastards.
All right, let me just mute, because they are hearing all of this, by the way, that whoever might be listening.
Yeah, we are streaming.
Yeah, we are. We're live.
We're live now.
Oh, we're live now.
Yes, we are.
No. If we were really fucking clever, we could stream to Twitch and YouTube all at one time.
Now I see it.
Yeah. She could do that. Clever people. Fucking hell.
Is that the new veteran gamers deal?
Setting trends, motherfucker.
Streaming.
You know what? Just.
That sounds good. Do you have all the jingles you need?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Will we know when they're finished playing?
I'll just say they're finished.
That's slick.
Classy. Badass player. People don't know what this is. They go, what's
that from the room cupboard? No?
No, people thought it was Gopher.
It's French.
People thought it was Gordon the Golfer. Somebody came in the Twitch stream, not only you fuckers because you don't watch it, and he said, why is Gordon the Golfer behind you? And it's not. It's fucking flattering. It's badass.
Not like the turkeys from Ireland.
The video is on, Greg, you lying bastard.
Yeah, I just saw a spinning circle.
Lying bastard!
Excuse me there, just my nuts.
Making podcasts great again.
The stream.
Fuck, I wish I had a bell. I wish I had a fucking bell. I need a bell.
You can hear some music on the stream. I just checked it very quickly.
Cool.
That's not a bell.
I've got a new screen up as well.
That's
you know,
the
on
bell
the stream.
I fucking need.
Should we just get the podcast started?
I think
nah.
So.
Alright, fucking hell. Right, intro music's playing now. Shh.
Thank you for listening to the...
Oh, that was the outtakes.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So, check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.